How are we doing, Cornerstone Youth and Young Adults? Pastor Lucas coming at you with another podcast mini. I hope that you're doing really well today. I'm super excited about our revival services coming up this weekend. If you are need a little bit of reminding, here you go. It starts Thursday night, which is tomorrow, 7 o'clock with Pastor Paul Doherty. Then Friday at 7 o'clock with Pastor Paul Doherty again. Saturday at 5, Sunday 9, 11 a.m. It's going to be an awesome extended weekend, 5 powerful services to connect you and to help you to revive you. Really, it's going to be an awesome weekend. I just preached last Sunday, and the title of my message was Be Set Apart. And I was really preparing and writing this message over the week leading up to Sunday, and you know, it's funny, as you put together a message, kind of the ebbs and flows of writing. It's interesting how you kind of start with original, like an idea. And so you kind of like put that idea at the top of the page and you think, okay, that's going to be the title of my message. And then you put in your scripture verses, which you felt like the Lord had ministered to you that week, and where you probably pulled a lot of your message ideas and titles from. And then you really start studying out the scriptures and you start going for it. You know, you start writing it out. And I kind of was typing up this message, and I felt like as I was typing it up, and like I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me. I felt like God was doing some awesome things, speaking awesome things to me, and I'm writing them down. And I had quickly wrote down this one point, and I preached it rather quickly. And I had talked about how it's very important for Christians here in the days that we're living in. God does not want us to hide, huddle, hoard, or hurry. I talked about those four H's. He doesn't want us to do that. Instead, he wants us to build and marry and work and have children and find spouses for our grandchildren. And he wants us to multiply. I mean, it's in scripture, it's in Jeremiah 29, if you want to find it for yourself. But I talked about those four H's, and I was preaching it Sunday morning, and I guess most people don't realize this, but like when you preach, you are speaking, and at the exact same time, you actually feel the Holy Spirit speaking to you. So it's really a wild dynamic that as you speak, you're hearing the Holy Spirit speak, and you then will as you're speaking, you finish that thought, and then you begin to say what the Holy Spirit is like dropping into your heart. And so it's a wild dynamic, and at first it can be a little tricky to get used to as a communicator or a preacher, and then you kind of flow with it and you get better at it. But I was preaching Sunday morning, and I had talked about those four H's, that God does not want us to hide, hoard, huddle, or hurry. I do believe that those were the four H's. And specifically, I felt a real powerful like moment in my spirit when I said the word hurry. Hurry. Have you ever been in a job or in a ministry or on a team where you have to hurry? It's stressful. You tend to like do bad work when you hurry. You tend to miss things when you hurry, make mistakes when you hurry. I remember when I was in college, my senior year, actually it was my junior year, my friend was a senior, and my friend was in the business, he was going to Oral Roberts University for a business degree, and they have to write this big 60-page paper their senior year and submit it to their teacher for a class, and essentially they create a business and develop this business and implement a business idea, and it's a big deal. It's a 60-page assignment, and it really probably should take you almost the whole semester to start and finish the project. And there was 2 weeks left at school before graduation, and my friend started his 60-page paper 2 weeks before he was supposed to walk, and he wasn't going to be able to walk or graduate unless he churned in this 60-page paper. And he did it real quick and hurried it. And I remember when he finally finished it, he looked like he was like a zombie walking around because he pulled like 2 week all-nighters. And he absolutely just hated his life. He hated his final 2 weeks of college. He wasn't happy with the paper he created either. He wasn't happy with his work, a lot of mistakes, hurried it through. And I remember that. And when, as a junior, I thought to myself, I'm not going to do that when I'm a senior. And I remember when I was finally a senior, I had to turn in my senior paper, and I did not do that. I worked on it pretty slowly throughout the semester and got it done in a timely fashion. Maybe you've been in something like that before. You had to hurry through schoolwork and you don't really produce good work. Maybe you've been on the job where your boss is like, hurry, we got to get this job done now. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Well, guess what? You make mistakes. You miss things. You miss a nail. You miss a screw. Or like you miss paperwork because you're hurrying, hurrying, hurrying. You make a mistake. Maybe you've been involved even on a ministry team where the leader of that ministry team has a sense of hurrying, hurrying, hurrying. And it's not healthy. It's not healthy to be in a hurry. You don't take care of people well in the ministry when you're in a hurry. You don't stop to take care of a need when you're in a hurry. Listen, if you're in ministry and you're a ministry leader, you're a pastor, or and you're in a hurry, you miss things. You have to stop and take time with people. And I just want to like say this, that God does not want us to be in a hurry with our life. You miss things. You miss important conversations with people. You miss developing relationships with people. You will miss taking time to be with your family and your friends. You can't hurry. And I know some of you are kind of in a season where like you wish you just were on the other side of it. You wish you had graduated high school. You wish that you had your driver's license. You wish that you graduated college. You wish that you could just be in your full-time career. You wish that you could just be married. You wish you could be making more money. You want to hurry through all this stuff, but I want to really want to warn you right now about this spirit of hurry. It's not healthy and it's not good. It doesn't produce good fruit. I just think about like a harvest. If you plant seed as a farmer in the springtime, and then your guess how long it takes for that seed to develop? It takes time. You can't hurry the process. You can't hurry the fruit to grow. You can't hurry flowers to grow. It was hilarious, but last summer, my wife and I wanted to add some plants and stuff to our landscaping around our house, and so we went out and we bought these six lilac bushes, and they were these tiny little bushes that we bought from Home Depot. They have this little picture next to the bush that shows you what it's going to look like when the flowers bloom, and it looked, you know, it's beautiful purple flowers, and it's lilacs, and so they smell really great. And we brought them home, and I dug the holes, and I planted them all on the ground, and I watered them a little bit. And I told my wife, I was like, I'm so excited to see these flowers come up here in the next few weeks. I'm really excited about that. And a couple of weeks went by, and I didn't see any flowers. And I was like, I thought maybe I'd start seeing some flowers by now. And I did a little research. I looked up online, and apparently it takes 2 to 5 years after planting the lilac bush for flowers to develop. Oh, 2 to 5 years. What? I didn't plant these bushes to see flowers come up in 2 to 5 years. I wanted to see flowers in 2 weeks, but there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do. I can't make these flowers come out. And so, like I said, I planted them last year, and they are coming up now because it's springtime. They're really quite green and much bigger than they were last summer. And I see little buds on the coming off of the shoots, but they're not purple, beautiful, big flowers yet. I think I've got to wait another year. I can't hurry this process. I can't rush this process. It's the same thing as you develop in your walk with the Lord, just developing as a friend, as a spouse, as a student. You're developing, you're developing, you're developing. It takes time for the fruit. It takes time to develop. You cannot rush God. You cannot rush the process. If you're constantly wanting to hurry, 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 hurry through life, you're going to wear yourself down. You're going to wear others down. You're going to burn yourself out. You're going to burn others out. People do not want to belong to an organization, or they do not want to belong into a friend group where you're hurrying all the time. People do not want to belong to a system that's in a hurry all the time. They want to belong to a system that will let them develop. People need time, sometimes a long time, to develop, to grow, to mature, to learn, to become great at their job. People need time to grow. The enemy wants us, the enemy puts inside of us the spirit of hurry, 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 hurry. But God says, nope, stop, stop. Don't hurry. Don't hurry. God's not in a hurry. God's eternal. He's not in a hurry. He doesn't operate in a time frame like we do. Thousands of years can go by. God's not in a hurry. Okay? And so I just want to encourage you, don't be in a hurry. Slow down. Smell the roses. Enjoy conversations. Enjoy people. Enjoy relationships. Slowly develop. Slowly grow. Become a better person over time. It's been great to be with you today, Podiance. I'm really excited about having Pastor Paul Daugherty on the podcast. As a matter of fact, we're going to record Pastor Paul Daugherty Friday night after church. The podcast might end up dropping sometime over the weekend. You can find it on YouTube or anywhere you find your podcast. I'm really excited about that. If you got any questions for our mailbag podcast, which happens once a month, please email your questions to me, lucas@ignite.org, or email them to Pastor Aaron, aaron@ignite.org, or you can drop a question anywhere on our YouTube page under the comment section. We'll see it. It pops up in our notifications, and you can find us on YouTube at CYNYA. It's been great to be with you today, Podiance. We will catch you on the next one.